Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-0-855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. In all sincerity, you want to be part of the solution, but you got to get a little, you got to get informed. You can't just decide that you know more than somebody else. You've got no information. You've done no work. You've done nothing to figure it out. It's really that simple. And then get on. You know, step up, get on. And be part of the solution. I say that all the time. I think people, you know, I got no stock in any company that can help you there. But you've got to jump on. You've got to pay attention so that you can push back on people when you need to. Right? Anyway. I don't even know truly. John Mellencamp, and you know how I always tell you, why do we listen? Why do we want to listen? Why do we listen to these celebrities? Mellencamp is slammed by Bill Maher over his claim only 1 or 2% of black people today live better than slaves. I mean, 1 or 2%. Where did he get this? How much dope did he smoke before he came up with that number? Liberal comedian Bill Maher got into a tense exchange with musician John Mellencamp on Monday after the Pink Houses singer-songwriter claimed only 1 or 2% of black people living in America today have better lives than slaves. During an appearance on Mayor's Club Random Podcast, Mellencamp revealed he wrote a song from the cotton field to the playing fields, that he never recorded it because he believes it was wrong. The song's message was an attempt to show how, you know, white people love to have black entertainment to often exploit them. He said, I'd say that the playing fields are a lot better than the cotton fields. That's what I would say about that. Maybe I'm crazy. Yeah, I have to say so. John, but it seems like making no money as a slave picking cotton, it was not as good as playing left field for the Yankees. Why do we listen to entertainers? But why do you guys think the musicians are so smart? Why is it that whatever they say, and again, there are a lot of us that have already been through all this, and we get it. But there's a lot of you younger folks out there that just think they're so smart because they're talented and they got money. There are a lot of morons out there that are talented and they have money. Mayor attempted to continue his argument. Mellencamp had objected and said there is no doubt that the 1 or 2% of black people in America have a better life. Mayor's like, stop. 1 or 2%? Really? Now Mellencamp shows you his ignorance, shows you how much work he's done. And he says, okay, let's say it's 10%. Well, make up your mind. What is it? How much work have you done? How much do you really know? Did you just hear somebody say that in talking, in passing, and you think it's true? Then Mayor told Mellencamp where his opinion belongs. Again, just amazing. The conversation highlighted again and grew heated when Mellencamp said that the Second Amendment should be changed to remove guns from Americans. Wow. What is it with this guy? Totally not, doesn't care about any of the laws, doesn't want to put any information in place, doesn't want to do any studying whatsoever. He says, all I'm saying is a good place to start is to get these blankety-blank guns away from people. Why? How many law-abiding citizens are shooting people? Just because of the Second Amendment, you're going to change it. Now, you can't change the Second Amendment. Well, yeah, you can. It's an amendment. Change it. Well, he's right. It is an amendment. And if people don't want it, they'll change it. If people don't want what's in it, they'll change it. But Mayor, be realistic. That's never going to happen in this country. All right, well, then you should start showing all the dead kids lying there dead in the street. Right. Because there's dead kids, just every place you step. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's poop. Sorry. That's human excrement. And those are needles. Yeah, needles. There's needles everywhere you step in these bigger cities. See, Mellencamp, well, one of those guys, he's liberal. He's got money. Not just liberal, he's flaming liberal. He's got money. And he's right. Now, he's been outspoken through politics through all his life, but think about the people that he influences, right? I mean, really. Mayor again disagreed and said the people who love guns love them on a level that some of us can't understand, calling it primal or a personal issue. He says, like pot smokers are with pot. It's very in our own personal space, the idea of taking it away. Liberals are always at a disadvantage with this issue because it's not visceral. Guns are bad. It's visceral to be like, this thing I like, they're going to take it away from me. No, really. So we need to rewrite the Second Amendment. Well, look, again, dope also does really bad things to people. Maybe we need to take that away, too. Show with your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to do a whole thing on CRT. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. If you look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Again, once you get informed, you can make a difference. Once you get informed, you know what to do and you know how to deal with things. It's really that simple. You know, it could be a lot worse. You know, seriously. But if I get you guys involved and engaged and you're willing to go out there and fight, we all win. And we can win well, seriously. But let me bring on my next guest, because we've had him on the show before, and you know my passion for education. This fellow has the same passion. Christopher Arend is with me, and, you know, his new book is out, The Critical Race Theory Scam. dissecting racial ideology. And Christopher was a school board member, along with being an attorney. And Christopher, thanks for being with me.
Glad to be with you.
You know, you were one of the first guys I spoke to that really had dug deep into the CRT issue and how to fight it, how to push back, how to actually see it and recognize it. I think I was telling you at the time and some of the other people, I said, look, they've gone now to ethnic studies, if you would, but you can go get the CRT curriculum and line it up with ethnic studies in a lot of ways, almost line by line by line, can't you?
Well, it depends on what type of ethnic studies. That's one of the things that the CRT crowd has done. They have corrupted various terms, such as equity, used to be a very nice word. They have corrupted ethnic studies, which could be, and it originally was conceived as sort of a history course looking at the various ethnic groups that came to make up the melting pot. You know, you might remember, we're old enough to remember in school when we learned that the melting pot was a good thing. Nowadays, of course, it's racist
Hey, Christopher, you're right. I remember when they used to tout that as how amazing America was. All these different ethnicities, all these different colors and flavors of people, if you would, and how wonderful that was. And now we're like, ooh, you can't use the word melting pot. I mean,
yeah,
really?
It was strange. But going back to the ethnic studies, there is now so-called liberated ethnic studies, which is the sort of the 1619 project in the form of ethnic studies, and it's all the leftist garbage we've come to know and love. And then you have constructive ethnic studies, which is history. And in our school district, for example, we had students who wanted an ethnic studies course. I was glad that the students wanted to learn anything. I supported the ethnic studies course, but I said three main conditions: no critical race theory, no hindsight bias, you know, applying the morals of today to the people hundreds of years ago, and also viewing people and events in the context of their time, looking at what other things were going on. That happened. We got our ethnic studies course approved, the junior college. It was approved as an AP course, advanced placement course, college level course. The junior college gave us a little bit of grief because there was no CRT, but they accepted it, and the Alliance for Constructive Ethnic Studies, a good organization, they were very, they praised our course very much. So this shows also one of the things, though, that the left likes to do. They like to say, ban all ethnic studies. Well, you got to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? Ban liberated, yes. Keep the constructive.
Well, I tell people, too, just how you say things, how you approach the board. There's strategic ways to get things done, and that's one of the things that's as a board of trustee member, you want to say, look, I want to work with you, I want to help you, but I can't help you if all you do is come in, call us all kinds of names, and, you know, make life miserable for everybody. You got to give me something to work with.
Right.
And we've seen changes. But look at, I don't know if you were on the call, but I think you were. There were over, 100 trustees from the state of California up and down the state talking about some of the issues that they were having and some of the things that they wanted to fight, how we all could come together and really make some noise and really make some waves at the state level.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities to turn things around. At least there's still these opportunities in California, though it is getting a little bit awkward because we're running into the Democratic Party machine in Sacramento. The unions are hiring lawyers down in Temecula, where they passed a resolution banning critical race theory, teaching it as gospel in their schools. They banned that the way we did in Paso Robles, virtually the same resolution. But they've been sued now by the unions, saying the resolution is unconstitutionally vague. And it's silly. But the other side, They rely on attorneys and getting, you know, some forum shopping, getting the right liberal judge to make life difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked about that several times where people don't really understand. Yes, you can do judge shopping. You can find judges who tend to rule a certain way, that tend to follow a certain party, been given money to a certain party, and that's the way that they make these things work. They make these things come out in their favor. We are starting to do that now, but as usual, the conservatives are always late to the party, aren't they?
Yeah. We expect things to run above board, to be played above board, and at times. That's not the game that Democrats are playing. They play differently.
Yeah, you're smarter than that. I know you know. It's one of the things I've learned as the years being on a school board is how to be strategic, how to lay things out properly, almost how to hand it back to those on the far left and say, okay, so you're really okay with this. That pastor, I don't know if you saw that recently, that black pastor that actually started reading out of one of the books that they had approved for the kids. The board was like, hey, stop reading that. So he goes, wait a minute, this is okay for the kids, but you guys can't handle this?
Yeah, that's happened several times where various school boards, somebody will start reading sections from a book in the school library, and the school board will say, no, we can't read that anymore, that's pornography. It's from their own stupid library. Here's a tip, though. As far as I know, all the school libraries in California, at least those I've seen so far, they have catalogs of the books that are in their individual school libraries. And people can go online, check out in your school district what are the inventory of books there, and search for objectionable titles, for instance, see if they show up. I tried that exercise in our schools, and I'm happy to say in Paso Robles, I didn't identify any of their roughly 25 objectionable titles.
Well, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how do we strategically push back? How do we stop these things from happening?
And how do we clean that? All right.
Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Friday, the House took a decisive vote and expelled Republican Representative George Santos of New York. Before that vote, he spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who were expelled for treason, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
He's only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his colleagues. A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hartig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, said the plate had sentimental value passed down from his late father. When he attempted to renew it, he found it was assigned to another car owner. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe? Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Good Show. 855-732-5562. Look, you guys are always talking about, you're always writing me wanting to know about critical race theory, and it still being taught here in California. And there was such an outcry, they kind of changed it, they played it a little bit, and they said, oh, we don't teach critical race theory, you know, we canned that idea. That was a bad idea. No, we teach ethnic studies now, much better. and it's up to you parents. Pay attention. Crack those books when the kids come home. If they don't have books, they have the, a lot of them have those iPads or Google pads, whatever they're called. Pop it open. Say, let me see what you're looking at school. Let me see what you guys are learning about. Ask them questions. It's the way you find out what's going on. And then you learn how to deal with it or learn how to approach it, approach the school board, and make a difference. I've got Christopher Arendon with me. He's written a book called The Critical Race Theory Scam, dissecting the racist ideology. And it is racist, Christopher. No doubt about it when you read it. It's all about white bad, black, and everybody else good.
Yeah, it's... let me hold up the book there, just so people can see. It's a real book there.
Yep.
And, look, we're in this culture war. We discussed that briefly beforehand. In any war, you know, Sun Tzu says, know your enemy, right? And that's the case also in the culture wars. In order to defeat critical race theory, you simply have to know what it is. You have to break it down into its individual components, understand them, and then you understand the major intellectual flaws in critical race theory. You can sort through all the blather in their writings, in these supposedly learned professors there, and you can recognize it too. Basically, if you sense in the instruction materials or whatever, you sense that you get the feel, oh, this feels a little bit like reverse racism, you're probably running into critical race theory informed material. Now, they don't teach critical race theory in elementary schools, but they sure do use, even in elementary schools, a lot of critical race
theory. They use principles that are used in critical race theories. They use some of the stories in a little bit different of a twist in CRT. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do it. Look, in my book, I take a look at a little kid's book designed, I think it's for grades K through 3 or something like that, called Our Skin. And it starts off about talking that there are differences in appearances between people, our skin, right? And it's nice until you get to page 18. And then at page 18, they have a double page thing of some little white kids dancing merrily up the steps of progress while a black kid, a kid of color, is held back by a stern-looking white man holding his hand up and saying, stop. I mean, this is just, and then the rest of the book goes downhill from there. It's just outrageous.
It's not just outrageous. It's purposed. It's purposeful. They know what they're doing. They know how they're doing it. One of my arguments is that the teacher in a community, especially a high school teacher, is one of the most revered people in the community as a whole. You know, parents see them as mini gods. The kids love them. It's kind of hard to fight back when that teacher puts something out there that you don't even know where to start with. So give us some ideas, some tips, what to look for, how to push back on it, how to make a difference.
The first thing is the people who are concerned have got to inform themselves what critical race theory is.
Yep.
At least the basics. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book, to break it down, make it relatively easy to read. There, I think there's another excellent book out there called Race Marxism by James Lindsay, but that one is, that's a lot of difficult reading. It's a philosophical treatise, I think very good, but I felt that what was needed is a more convenient tool, and also I use some of the skills that I developed practicing law in both the United States and Germany to take a legal argument and break it down into its individual components, make it simple. And that's what I've done, I think, in this book here, is to make it relatively simple. Individual chapters, after each chapter, there's a little chapter summary. I provide in this book, by the way, for anyone who's interested in getting measures adopted at a school board, I provide the materials in the appendix. The main materials that we used in Paso Robles in our school district, resolution banning race or condemning racism, the resolution banning critical race theory, and very important, a letter that explains to everybody in the community the First Amendment rights of students and teachers.
Yeah, it's interesting. When it comes to the First Amendment, we in our school district had a real issue with the blue line flag. There were a bunch of kids on the football field, again, to honor the sheriffs in town, the deputies. And there was a dust-up that those kids were running around with a racist flag, a hateful flag. It made people feel uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. And they ended up not having a right to do that. Yet teachers have flags in their room that are offensive to other people, and yet they have a freedom of speech. Or at least that's what we're told.
They think they do. That's why it's good to read that letter on freedom of speech. That teachers do not have freedom of speech in the classroom when they're on the clock. They don't have freedom of speech in designing the walls of their classroom, these things. The school district, acting through the board policy and the senior administrators, they can determine what goes on in the classroom. It's simple as that. And if a teacher objects, we had an incident like that in our own school district here a couple of years ago, having to do with the rainbow flag. And we said no flags above a certain size, no flags greater than the American flag on display. And sure enough, one teacher decided to push it to the limit until shortly before she got her notice of termination, she caved because she realized she was on hopeless ground.
Well, it's like anything else. We've talked about this before. Where I tell people all the time, look, if there's no punishment, what's the big whoop?
Oh, well, everything has got to be, look, the law, whether it's a little school board policy or whether it's the criminal law, law is meaningless if it's not enforced. as we see on our border at the present time, right? It becomes meaningless. And if law becomes meaningless, that shakes the very framework of society.
Oh, sure.
And we are seeing that in major cities now. It's a huge problem. By the way, this is also, a lot of this goes back to critical race theory. You'll find that one of the things that the proponents of critical race theory do is they look for any socioeconomic discrepancy between ethnic groups, right? They'll look at, a classic example is standardized test scores.
Right.
They'll look at standardized test scores and say, okay, the Asians are scoring the highest on average in the Asian community. The whites next, Hispanics third, blacks second, that, or rather fourth. That's sort of the way it goes on a per capita basis. That's nothing to say about the individual students, right? That's one of the big things that critical race theory does. It looks at people as groups and not as individuals. Well, if you've got these statistical discrepancies, in critical race theory, they say that discrepancy is itself an example of racism. It causes racism, and it is an example of racism. They get into the so-called circular fallacy, and it leads to really short-sighted solutions. How do you get rid of the socioeconomic discrepancy in standardized test scores? Real easy. Get rid of the standardized testing. No more discrepancy, right? Real simple. And that's happened in California in our UC system. You see it in criminal law statutes. How do you, all these statutes we've seen about reducing the, you know, the penalties and so on for shoplifting, or setting a limit of $900 before shoplifting will be prosecuted. One of the main arguments used in all those cases of lowering standards was that there was an socioeconomic discrepancy, namely more people of color were getting busted for shoplifting than whites and Asians, right?
Right.
What do? You simply lower the standard. Now, this here's a really important point. I think why critical race theory is going to be very important in the future, too. They try to get rid of these socioeconomic discrepancies.
I hate to do this to you. Hold that thought. Let's come back to it after the break.
Very good.
Don't go. Yeah. Hey, got to pay for the show. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to. Look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he. Here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. There's a lot you can do over there at, as well. I'm joined by Chris Arendt. He's an attorney and a former school board member in Paso Robles, California. Yes, we do have conservative school board members in California, and in a few minutes we'll give you the information on the book, where you can get it, how you can get it, and again, Christopher, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time. So you were just starting to get in the main thing with CRT and how we need to push back.
Yeah, this sort of cottage industry they've developed. They go out and look for any socioeconomic discrepancy. Before the break, we talked about standardized testing. And what they do, due to a major intellectual flaw in critical race theory, they attack a socioeconomic discrepancy by trying to get rid of the statistical discrepancy without dealing with the underlying causes. Now, in the case of standardized testing, for instance, one way to deal with or in education in general, one way to deal with the poor academic results, and there are major differences in academic performance from viewing groups between Asians at the top of the list, whites, Hispanics, blacks, that sort of a sequence there.
Yep.
And one way to deal with that is to, of course, positively raise grades so that you don't, you know, that a person, perhaps because of their ethnic heritage, instead of getting a C, they get an A. Well, this was called affirmative action. Now, it wasn't quite that blatant, but this was the whole concept of affirmative action. And as of about 4 weeks ago or so, that artificial lifting of one group is basically no longer permissible, not just in admissions to Harvard and North Carolina, but also in employment and so on. There's already litigation starting in that area. So how else can the CRT deal with the issue without going to the underlying causes? The way they do it is they simply lower standards. That was the standardized testing example. How do you get rid of the discrepancy there? Just get rid of the tests. Another area where it's getting very common in education now, equitable grading, they call it. Oh, does that sound nice? We want grading to be fair and equitable. The way this works is they say what is should be tested at the end of the semester simply as the kid learned the knowledge to be imparted during the course. So take the test, and if you pass the test, you get an A on the test. You've got an A on the course regardless of whether you attended or not, how much effort you showed, whether you turned in homework or not. Right? That's sort of the way it goes there. Now, we all know that if you do short-term cramming before a final, you just get an A on it. And 2 days later, you won't remember anything that was on the test, right? That's basic short-term memory. But as far as this equitable grading is concerned, that's all they're looking for. With the result, all the good habits, the study habits we want to train the kids in, turning in their homework on time, making a good effort, et cetera, all the stuff that tortures kids throughout a semester. All of that falls by the wayside, and in favor of giving the kids a chance to, you know, ace the final, and for that matter, they also want to give the kids redos. So you don't ace the final the first time, then you get a redo and do it the next time around. It is a general lowering of standards that I think if that were to really gain a foothold in our country, we would be so up the creek without a paddle in our competition with the rest of the world. It wouldn't take more than about one generation, and we'd be sort of down the tubes.
Well, we've been seeing it happen over the decades. Now we're doing, you know, Belgrade. They were doing Belgrade curving. What is it? The bell curve or what have you.
Yeah.
You know, kids that they felt were having a hard time at home. That was the reason why they were doing bad in school. But in reality is, if the teachers would spend the time they needed to spend, some do. So I'm not going to paint with a broad brush. But there's a lot of teachers that, you know, in union wants to blame it all on their home situation, their neighborhood, or what have you. We have a unique situation, and you probably ran into the same thing. We have a heavy Asian population on one side of the town. Those kids, for the most part, and I do say those kids, that culture, they esteem education very highly. So they put a lot of time and effort into it. Those kids do great. For the most part, they do really great. And then you have other groups that don't, obviously don't do their homework, don't do the research they need to do, and they don't esteem education so high, and they're not doing well. You can't fix that with equitable anything.
No, you can't. You've got to do the hard work of incentivizing the kids at all levels who are having difficulties with their education, devoting the resources to them to raise their level of performance, regardless whether it's of the ethnicity of the kid or regardless whether the kid is from a poor family or a rich family, for that matter. Get the kids. I love the saying in the new old recruiting saying for the U.S. Army, be all you can be. And that's what education is there for, is to help the kids be all they can be. And you don't do that by lowering standards and making life easy for them.
No, I totally agree with you. And we're not teaching, you know, I've talked to a couple of psychiatrists about this, and our kids have no coping skills anymore. Part of it is they're not learning those coping skills at home, number one. And number two is they're definitely not getting reinforced at school. We have safe spaces and serenity rooms and all these rooms they can go to if they didn't study for a test and they're wigging out or they're having some issues at home. They go hide in that room a couple times a week in reality instead of really facing it and dealing with it and doing something with it.
You know? And real life doesn't work like that. If, you know, an extreme case, look at a military conflict. You can't wuss out.
The bosses are going to let you go home because you're having, you know, an exceptionally emotional day.
Yeah.
You know, he's got work he's got to get done. You don't get your paycheck. You don't have a building to work in if you can't get the work done.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, you've got to perform, and those who don't won't do well. And if we dumb down society with this whole, this broad-based lowering of standards, academic standards, performance standards, behavior standards, weakening criminal law, that's just a downward spiral for our society, and it will accelerate unless we use our efforts to turn it around.
Okay, so some basics. What can parents do at the basic level to make some changes at the school board level, other than vote them out?
Well, they've got to get, obviously, they've got to get a conservative school board elected, if at all possible. They have to elect conservative school board members who aren't just able to, you know, say the platitudes, but are really smart and can do the job and can analyze things and can argue and can defend the conservative position. Then those conservative school board members have got to make sure that their superintendent is on board with the program. And if the superintendent is not on board with the program, they have to make changes. And it takes some backbone. If you, you start tightening up the standards, demanding more of people, they will object and they will argue and they will insult and they will throw temper tantrums. And you just got to keep on going anyway.
Yeah, you really got to not care. And you and I have been in the same boat where I've had the left come at me in a real vicious way over long periods of time. And I got to the point where I realized that you're not going to make friends. You're not going to flip these people because what they see in you is an ideology that they just hate. So there's no way to change that. So why bother trying? Why bother being worried about it? You just do what you know you were called to do. You do what you know is right by the kids, and you let cards fall where they may. I've gotten reelected 5 times, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, there you go.
Not that hard.
People respect that. People respect that. If you are communicating clearly with your electors, your voters, and if you are being principled and at your positions, you'll do fine. And if you don't, well, the voters always get what they deserve anyway, right?
Yeah, and the sad part about it is the ones that do know that are aware can't seem to get any help, and they get stuck in that mess. All right, the critical race theory scam, they can get it where?
Okay, they can just Google the critical race theory scam. It should show up on Google now. If they need to, they might type my last name after it. You can go on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or basically, you know, the main online sellers, they have it. And it's available, I think, now in hardback and paperback and Kindle.
Yeah.
Zoom audio.
Yeah. All kinds of ways. You just don't run down to the corner store and you will corner bookstore and get it. Anyway, Chris.
Well, I don't think it's on inventory at the stores. Basically, people have got to go online to get it. But I think they will find it a very informative book that will help them.
Right,
even if you're not a law professor, it will help them develop the arguments they need.
Well, we're up against it. You're going to get cut off here in a second. Okay. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show at the top of the hour.